page 161, scanned its data to see if that person, or someone with a very close name, already had a CPR number. Next it asked for data on sex, arrival date, departure date, when it became relevant, citizenship, and place of residence. Had we supplied this information, the system would have allocated a serial number, and the CPR number would be as good as tattooed on the individual's arm. In the case of a new birth, both the hospital, or midwife, in the case of a home birth, and the parents are required, as the initial stage in the process, to notify the church office of the relevant Falkirk parish, which then forwards the details to the commune. A member of the municipal staff, Annette or one of her colleagues, then obtains a CPR number for the infant and notifies its parents. All infants in Skive, she said, have to go through this procedure. If the parents do not notify the church office themselves, they will soon be contacted. Thus do little Danes begin their lives, with a CPR number as well as a name. Thus too, the state monitors the population. Residents must tell the commune if they change address or leave Denmark. If they don't, there are ways to find out. Municipal letters may be returned to sender.